Good morning, this is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning London time on Wednesday the 7th of June. China's trade data for May showed slightly stronger imports than had been expected, but a sharp decline in exports. The suggestion of China's authorities is that this may have been due to weaker exports to the United States and Japan. Obviously, China sits at the end of a lot of global supply chains. So does this imply that there was a sharp drop in economic activity in the US and Japan, or indeed globally? It could do, but it does seem a little unlikely. Several other factors are likely to be at work. There are a number of obvious shifts in the global economy. Consumers are spending more on services and less on goods. And China is not a notable exporter of services. There have been some shifts in global production patterns, with localization and nearshoring, although this is limited in scope at the moment, and it seems unlikely to be responsible for a short-term move like that of the May data. Perhaps the explanation lies in the pattern of when exports have been reported in China. There was surprising strength in China's export numbers in late first quarter, and that helped to boost the GDP numbers. It may be that the strength reported in the first quarter has come at the expense of reported export data later on. And while this flatters first quarter GDP, it subtracts from later quarters' economic activity. The first quarter data seemed to hint that China was gaining market share in global manufacturing. This data implies a more stable share in a slowing global trade environment. We do get a peek at the other side of the equation with the April US trade data release. The United States is still a fairly significant manufacturer, so its export numbers should be looked to as a signal of global demand patterns. But, of course, the principal role of the US economy in the world is as consumer of first, second, third, and last resort. Thus, it is the import numbers that will be of most focus to the financial markets, trying to gauge the level of global demand. It is worth saying that differences in the treatment of data mean that the US import and China export data will not necessarily match. We also get German April industrial production data. Industrial output does matter to the German economy, given its manufacturing focus, and with Germany having reported some negative economic growth, this will excite some attention. As is always the case with this particular number, the range of forecasts in this data is impossibly wide. It rather undermines any attempt to describe the data relative to consensus expectations. Finally, the OECD is to publish its economic outlook, which will excite the media and no doubt allow some political point scoring in various advanced economies. However, it's not likely to excite the markets. The OECD economic outlook is an interesting historical artifact, generally recording what markets were forecasting 3 or 4 months ago. That's all for today. Have a good day.